From Paul's house and Storm's house, it's Paul and Storm talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes, on average.
Hey, happy mid-morning.
Howdy ho. Well, if mid-morning for us anyway.
It's sort of like a marker. We've never actually done this in anything except for the evening.
Yeah, so it's weird to be recording in daylight. Nonetheless, it's welcome to show 013. I am Paul.
I am Storm.
And we are going to talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average.
Storm, let us go through the rundown. What is the current minion count?
The current minion count is 26 and a half.
How are things going on Joss Whedon watch?
No progress.
On McCartney watch?
Same progress. It is 54 days since Acknowledgement Day.
I thought we were no longer marking the daily anniversary of Acknowledgement Day. At this point, I think 6 month and 1 year is fine.
You know what? We're right. That was just a reminder.
Yeah.
A reminder.
Yeah, and, well, it's always pleasant to think of it. Don't get me wrong, but...
And finally, we have a little bit of progress. We're at 25% on the Replace Our Server for Webmaster Russ Fund.
Awesome. Thank you all for that. So here we are. As of right now, it is Monday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in roughly 13, 14 hours, we will be winging our way to England.
Very exciting. My flight's actually at 6:30 this evening. And
well, yeah, that's just to wing your way to Philadelphia.
Well, but it's sort of the start of the journey.
No, I don't really count it.
Well, you don't because you're leaving from Philadelphia.
That's exactly
you
right.
You get to spend another 5 hours at home.
I get to chill.
You know what has me as excited about this trip as anything?
What would that be, Storm?
This is actually a lie. It's just a discussion point.
Sure, sure.
They're probably going to have a lot of really neat and interesting snack foods that sound like sexual acts.
I bet you're right. It's a whole different culture's worth.
Yeah, and
of course they also have different terms for sexual acts among other things over there. So I'm wondering if we're going to run into any culture shock.
Well, that's what's going to make it so great. Is they're going to have words in there that to them may not have any sexual connotation whatsoever.
That's right.
But for us, we're going to be laughing our keisters off.
Yes. And keister, for example, is a word that has no sexual connotation whatsoever in Great Britain.
Well, take the word chuffed.
Yes.
Meaning, you know, to be really elated, happy, thrilled about.
Right.
To me, that sounds sort of naughty.
Sounds dirty. Yeah.
Yep.
Go get chuffed.
And if we do have folks that are listening who are in the UK, in particular in London, Manchester, Birmingham, or Nottingham, please tell us where we should eat and tell us quickly.
Yeah, that would be cool. Post a comment to the post for this thing. Tell us where we should eat. Bear in mind, we won't have a vehicle. It'll just be cab ride based. So if it's something that's out in the hinterlands, it better be really good because I understand cab rides cost like 900 kabillion pounds.
Right. Only royalty takes cabs
yeah.
in the UK, I've heard.
Yeah.
A couple of Poochie Corner items.
Yes. Who's talking about us today?
Well, one was a blogger named Blue Gal. Noticed our way too early Christmas song.
Yes, she did, among others.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, among others who noticed it, but she was an actual person who has a blog that people actually read.
Yes, a well-trafficked blog, and convinced us to do a video for it, so that was...
Which was done by Storm. I will give you full props on that. It was well executed.
Well, thank you, though I was, you know, the kind of the royal Paul and Storm referral, you know.
Right, right, sure. But I would, give credit where credit is due.
I appreciate it. And the other little item is we're back up to like number 11 on the iTunes audio comedy list.
Yeah, I found out it's because we got relisted as a staff favorite. I'm not sure if it was on the main podcast page or the comedy podcast page. And okay. We can find no science whatsoever behind how the rankings seem to work, other than, like, you know, maybe the top five podcasts appear to be, you know, really genuinely popular podcasts.
But, oh, yeah.
You know, when we shoot from nothing back to number 11, something's a little funky. It's not just pure download numbers, we don't think. We think it involves, I don't know, a 20-sided die and Steve Jobs entrails and things like that.
But we're not scoreboard watching.
No,
we're just
not at
here
all. Not any more than we wait every 24 hours to see what the Google Google Finder thingy spits out as far as who mentions us online or anything.
Like we wait that long. I don't wait for that thing. All right. Do you have any topics of discourse?
I don't, because you said you had a really good topic and I didn't want to spoil it. So it's Storm's show right now, ladies and gentlemen. You are captaining the ship. Take the con, Mr. Sulu.
Well, this shouldn't be utterly unfamiliar. It's something we were talking about on the drive back to the airport a couple
nights
ago.
Oh, wait, you know what?
Ago.
I am going to interrupt you, because the one thing I quickly wanted to mention, from the last podcast, we had several polls up, 8 or 9 polls regarding battles.
Totally forgot.
I don't want to go over each one in detail, but I did want to note the fact that the big winner, at least percentage-wise, for me, certainly seemed to be Albert Einstein with a flamethrower being a huge favorite over the Flying Monkey Army from The Wizard of Oz, which is as expected. But
and we're going to gather all of this stuff, all of the polls, all of the comments, things we refer to on a special page for the podcast, so that it'll be easier to take a look at. But yeah, sure. I wasn't surprised by that result.
No, I was kind of surprised. Animal versus Tasmanian Devil, as far as who would calm down, was the question who would calm down more slowly when fed Ritalin?
Well, it wasn't like Animal walked away with it in a laugher.
Yeah, that's true.
And none of the polls were quite as wide as Albert Einstein with a flamethrower.
Yeah, that was certainly a decisive victory for theoretical physicists everywhere.
All right, so...
So you were saying, on the drive back.
Topic-wise, and I know, listener out there, we've sort of tend to do a lot of things about nostalgia and pop culture. Mm-hmm. And, Paul, you agree, we sort of decided, why fight it?
Yeah, it seems to have struck a certain chord.
So this actually meshes with someone's comment, but we were talking about television shows, most especially sitcoms. Mm-hmm. And how it's very common in the Hollywoods to remake a movie, like take the same exact characters, the basic universe, like they're doing with the new Star Trek movie, and reframing it. However, we couldn't think of very many television shows, particularly sitcoms, where they have redone it. Two that do come to mind, not sitcoms, but television shows.
Right.
Battlestar Galactica, you remembered?
Yep.
And I guess the new Knight Rider that's coming up is going to have...
Or did that already come out and has failed or something? I haven't even been watching.
Well, anyway, whether or not it succeeded or has come out yet, it was attempted or will be attempted.
Mm-hmm.
There are television shows that have been made into movies, Starsky and Hutch, SWAT, Lost in Space, etc.
Star Trek, yeah.
But first part of this, I'm throwing it to you, Paul, and of course the listening U-ship... can you think of a sitcom that has been remade that way?
Well, we had this argument, but to restate the argument for the listeners, there is, of course, the obvious recent example of The Office being remade from the original British show. And then there are, of course, numerous other British shows through the ages that have been remade into American sitcoms, such as All in the Family, Sanford and Son, just to name a couple, and we decided to not count those because we wanted not only a translation of the basic concept, but an actual moving
the
over
characters.
The characters themselves, the characters' names.
And that brings me to the actual...
A genuine remake as opposed to an adaptation.
And that brings us to the actual topic of discourse.
Okay.
Since we haven't been able to think of any that have been remade that way,
mm-hmm.
What sitcom would you either most like to see remade, or frame it this way, do you think would be interesting, or that you think would completely fail? For example.
Go ahead.
When I think of sitcom, the first thing that always pops into my mind is Happy Days.
Right.
I guess because those characters are so well struck.
It came around right in the dead center of our formative sitcom mm-hmm. watching years.
Yep. But could you like take the Fonz and Richie and the Cunninghams, and could you redo that? And if you did, would you transport them to a different time, or could it live outside of that sort of 50s, 60s nostalgic era?
Wouldn't it be awesome to remake Happy Days, but put it in the 1850s? Like an 1850s rural Alabama?
I thought you were going to say like some kind of Shakespearean thing, but that would be great. Like, who would the Fonz be in rural Alabama? Would he be like the... Do they have that kind of character?
No, but that'd be the beauty of it.
I mean, because the rule is...
He'd be a particularly cool smithy.
Right, because he has to be named the Fonz.
Yep.
And he probably has to chase the ladies.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe if we put it in, like, Cockney, like Dickensian London.
Right. Like, I think an urban setting would work the best for that.
Yeah. Then there's an Italian immigrant in rural Alabama in 1850 probably would have been stoned.
And that could work for it.
In thrown stones at, not as in right. done a spliff.
Or maybe he would have been stoned for being stoned.
That could be. But yeah, there we go. Like the Dickensian Happy Days.
Okay, let me throw another one at you.
Okay.
Taxi.
Taxi. Interesting.
Now, you could say that Wings was an adaptation of Taxi.
You could.
I wouldn't, but you could.
You could.
But taking that concept where it doesn't have to be a taxi stand, but you're taking, you know, Alex Rieger, you're taking Louis, you're taking Jim Ignatowski, mm-hmm. put them in a new setting, go.
Wow. Good question. You could also always go like the Flintstones route.
Right, take them way back.
Yeah, put them all in like animal skins and have really crappy dinosaur-based puns.
Or just like a livery stable.
Yeah, there we go.
And there's the smithy again.
Yep, there's the smithy. It always comes back around to the smith.
Why not throw the Fonz into that one, too?
There we go.
Or that's another thing. Like, if you can transport a single character from one sitcom into another...
Ooh, good one.
I know I'm getting all muddled up with this, but the point
you
isn't
are, but
really,
that's okay.
This isn't a poll-generating topic, really.
No.
More of a discussion.
There's always Jim Ignatowski when you mention Taxi.
You could drop him in to just about any era.
I was going to say you could drop him into Seinfeld, but they already did with Kramer.
Thing is, it's tough because it seems like in sitcoms, the characters are so based on the individual performance. It's not
how
like...
How about drop Latka Gravis into Alice?
Alice as in...
As in there's a
grits.
New girl in town, as in Stow It, Vera, as in Kiss My Grits.
Yeah, I don't know if they know what to do with him.
Exactly. That's why it would be so wonderful and lame.
Or they can make Perfect Strangers.
Andy Kaufman. Perfect Strangers.
Mork. I'd want to put him into something like MASH.
There you go. Yeah. Some kind of sitcom with a conscience and then just throw a coked up Robin Williams into the mix.
Or make it MASH and Mindy.
that's the winner right there, I think.
Yeah, because she had so much empathy, she'd just be like, crying, drunk, and broken the whole time.
Oh, Pam Dauber. Oh, such a crush I had on her in third and fourth grade.
Oh, my. It was between her and Erin Gray.
Of course, yeah. Everybody's first boner of our generation, I think, was to Erin Gray and Buck Rogers. There we go. speaking of, we put... let me think of the right combination here. We take Tweaky and Dr. Okay. Theopolis
yep.
and make it into The Odd Couple.
Oh, that would be... Well, they sort of were, anyway.
Well, they were, but then you have them... Or here we go, replace Alice from The Brady Bunch with Tweaky and Dr. Theopolis.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Could you imagine Tweaky in the kitchen, you know? Yeah. Oh, it would be just hilarity the whole time.
It would be.
Who would be their Sam the Butcher?
Sam the Butcher would
I guess
be,
if you could take
well, you know, you keep Sam the Butcher. That would be the beauty.
What's that?
You keep Sam the Butcher and you have this bizarre Sam the Butcher robot funky relationship. It throws
a whole
new angle.
I challenge some of the more technically savvy people out there.
I smell a Photoshop.
Well, more than Photoshop. Now they're making videos where you can like take people's heads, like you've seen the political ones
where they've taken
John McCain and Obama and made videos.
Yeah, the jib jab thing.
Pretty soon, it'll be easy enough, like an off-the-shelf package, that you could take the Fonz and put him into, you know, Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
I think I would want to see that. Anyway.
Nellie Olson, why you gotta be such a meathead? Hey!
Now, the Cartoon Network, it's not sitcoms, but they've sort of done that.
Yeah, the whole Harvey Birdman thing and C-Lab 2021 is sort of adapts that. And, of course, Venture Brothers throwing what are ostensibly Johnny Quest characters into the mix. They just can't call them that for legal reasons. But that's true. That's easier to do, I guess, in the cartoon world.
And I wouldn't say that, like, even though they, like C-Lab, et cetera, they use the characters in Space Ghost, Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
They've used the images of the characters and in some cases have approximated the voices.
Yep.
They didn't really retain the core of what the characters were all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Though it's still kind of a little jarring if you grew up with the characters to see it, but in a good way.
Yep. I think they should throw Master Shake into the Scooby-Doo Where Are You mysteries.
They've done everything else with the Scooby-Doo series.
Yeah.
They've made them young. There's the Robert Smigel embryonic Scooby-Doo.
Right.
But we're at the... we passed the 10-minute mark
almost seven minutes ago.
Yeah. Just for the record. Got that on the record.
You know, I will say one more thing before we close out. A fan of ours made an interesting point, which had not occurred to us, but I think we are going to retroactively apply it. Again, for those who there's still a few people who occasionally bitch at us that we go longer than 5 to 10 minutes on average.
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to name any names. Let's say, for example, maybe they're a certain co-host of the a podcast that rhymes with the Schmen PD Schmidcast likes to bring the issue up. The fan pointed out he always thought that we meant that we would talk about a certain topic for 5 to 10 minutes and then move to a new topic, which we would talk about for 5 to 10 minutes. And you average out the topics.
I say that's our official platform.
I'm retroactively calling that. So thank you, fan, whose name I cannot remember, but your legacy lives on in our justification for the length of the show.
Last thing before we do our sign-off, the comfort food moment, and we encourage you to write us with your comfort food moments.
Yeah, that was from, what, 2 podcasts ago?
Yeah, people are still writing in, and we love it, and on the new podcast page, whenever we get around to it, I think we should set up, like, a comfort food project. You know how there are think tanks for every strain of thought?
Yep.
Or NPR does the This I Believe series?
Yes.
I think we should do something like that, but with comfort food.
Sure.
So this is from Anne, from the discussion. Mom's homemade meatballs. My bedroom was right above the kitchen growing up, and I would wake up to the smell of frying meatballs. Mom and Dad would put some aside so my sis and I could, quote-unquote, sneak a few for breakfast, while the rest went into the vat of sauce that would be cooking on the stove all day. That's beautiful.
Oh, that once again, a tear has been brought to my eye.
And with that, you're Paul.
And you would be Storm.
And we've been talking about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average. As always, find us on the web at paulandstorm.com. Feel free to hit the donate button if you like what you're hearing and want to buy us a new server. And otherwise, we will see you on the other end of our England trip.
Yep, we're gearing out, and it's time for you to go do things.
Thank you. Sarah plays piano while Milo meditates. Philo fetches frisbee, Stanley studies stars. Frankie takes a photo while Brenda takes a bar. Randall is a runner, Debbie likes to draw. They got El Dorado and they got Shangri-La. Everybody's doing everything they can, a purpose and a passion. Keep it going, try it again. Sir or madam, to whom it may concern, I listen to your demo and then I watch it burn. Give it 30 seconds, threw it down the hatch. File under firewood, game, set, and match. You're not what we are looking for, you'll never be. I won't give you a reason, it wasn't up to me. Record label and then catch me if you can. Come on back and see me if you decide to try again. Light there in the cup, you'll never drop the ball if you never pick it up. But if you do not play, you're never gonna win. You gotta try it once. If you fail, you gotta try again. Plays piano while Milo meditates. Vito fetches frisbee, Stanley studies stars. Frankie takes a photo while Brenda takes a bar. Randall is a runner, Debbie likes to draw. They got El Dorado and they got Shangri-La. Everybody's doing everything they can, a purpose and a passion.